The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Have you guys ever had guests coming over and your house isn't exactly perfect, and so your mom or dad yells at you, "Hey, you need to go clean your room, you need to clean the baseboards, you need to," maybe not baseboards, you probably don't have those, but you need to do a lot of cleaning, deep cleaning, to get ready for the guests, right? And so if the house isn't ready, our parents usually aren't ready to receive a guest. The centurion today in the gospel talks about him not being worthy to receive Christ under his roof, not being worthy to have Christ come to his own house. There's some truth to this. Not because his house isn't ready, that's actually irrelevant for Christ, but because he didn't believe he was worthy enough, his own soul was ready for Christ to come in. So the question we have today: are we ready for Christ to come? Are our souls clean and ready to receive him? To receive him in the sacrament, in the Blessed Sacrament, to receive him on Christmas, to receive him at the resurrection, to receive him when he comes again? Are we ready? Are our houses in order? Are our souls in order? Have we gone to confession? Have we prepared our souls to receive our Lord? In the Mass and in every Mass, we say the words of this centurion, "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." It's a reminder that the worthiness is not ours. Because God is so beyond us, we are not worthy. But God chooses to fix that and come near. And so the words of the centurion in the Mass is a reminder to us that we have to be ready. We do our part because God is doing his. We have to clean the baseboards. We have to fix the bed, pick up the toys, put away all the piles of clothes you have lying around your room to prepare for our Lord. But after we've done the external things, we then look to the internal. We make sure that we're right with God, that we're good with him, because Christ is coming. My brothers and sisters, Christ is coming. He is nearly here. Are we ready?